And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Jesse Ainsley. In the wake of this summer's session of the North Carolina legislature, voters across the state are expressing their dismay at the actions of the newly elected Republican majority. Legislation from this session includes unnecessary voter ID requirements, a bill outlawing Sharia law, allowing guns in bars, a cap on sales tax for yachts and jets, and cutting raises for teachers. McCrory calls these new laws vital reforms. The result for Governor McCrory is a record drop in approval since the beginning of the session. Now, only 39% of his constituency approve of the job he has done, and the General Assembly's rating is a pitiful 24%. McCrory's apparent lack of surprise or concern about this drop in approval rating signifies a lack of concern about the interests of the citizens he was elected to represent. And here I pause, first to wonder and second to stare in awe at the monolithic ignorance of this group of legislators and the Ahab at their helm. This absence of consideration for the approval of his constituents implies a lack of interest in re-election or political clout, and no interest in his obligation to the state and its population. It is the question of duty and dignity that I would like to see addressed by our representatives. We, as a country, founded on ideals yet unrealized, have an obligation to see them realized, to work for one another, for greater prosperity, and for continued prosperity, continued liberty for all. We must work to end poverty, homelessness, and unemployment. There are domestic works projects that need to be accomplished. There are almost 417,000 unemployed workers in North Carolina alone, and our government wastes billions on bailing out failing companies. It is out of a sense of duty to the people of America to employ them in accomplishing the regular workings of our nation and to compensate them using money that is currently being thrown at ineffectual systems. In doing so, we may also realize greater global respect, and with an eye on leading by example, a policy of peace internationally and prosperity domestically, we may realize American global dominance by consensus rather than might. The democratic process relies on representatives being held accountable for their actions by the people. When, in the course of human events, our governors cease to heed, cease to respect the will of those they represent, we as Americans whose country was born in revolution against such governors have a duty to demand for their removal, or at the very least, to demand some accounting of their actions. McCrory has offered none. This is Jesse Ainsley.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.